Hi everyone, welcome back to the Getting Deeper with God podcast. My name is Phumzile Nkanyana and I will be your host for episode 4. Before I start, I just want to thank you guys so much for listening to this podcast, for recommending it, for sharing it, for the amazing testimonies that I've received already. Wow, I'm just like, wow, God is so good and I'm really so grateful for I'm just so grateful for each and every person that is listening. Thank you so much. Okay, let's get straight into the Word of God. So today I want to speak about living as the children of light. You know, a lot of us, we are misrepresenting God. A lot of us Christians, children of God, we are misrepresenting God. We are misrepresenting the kingdom of God. We are misrepresenting the heart of God. We are not true ambassadors of Jesus Christ. We are not. You know, because we present a form of godliness. We have a form of godliness, but when you really look deep into your life, there is no power of the Holy Spirit. There is no evidence that you're a child of God. There is no evidence that you've received salvation. There is no evidence that you love God. The evidence that you love God is that you will obey His commands. But with our lips, it's a whole thing of, Lord, I love you. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. But then God says, stop engaging in sexual immorality. And we don't want to stop doing that. We say we love God, but we don't show His love by doing what? By obeying His commands. And so really, you know, we have to repent. We have to repent from this thing of presenting a facade. You know, of having this shallow worship towards God where our worship has no depth. You know, where on the outside, we are these Christians who are on fire for God. We love God. We love the children of God. But when the doors are closed, you are living in total darkness. We have to repent from that. We have to repent from that indifference. Where we have this form of godliness, but we deny the power. Because remember, the minute God says do this and you don't do that, you deny the power of the Word of God. You deny the power of the Holy Spirit. And so you go into the prayer closet and you pray and you cry and you say, yes, Lord, yes to your will, yes to your word, yes to whatever that you want me to do, yes, Lord. But when you are done praying, you turn around and you go and you do your own thing. You go and you live your own life. You live a life just as though there is no God. You know, you live just as though you are not accountable to God, that you are not accountable to the Holy Spirit. You live a life as though you are not being led by the Holy Spirit. And so really, God wants us to repent from this indifference. God wants us to repent from this thing of wanting to seem Christian, wanting to look Christian, but our hearts are evil. Our hearts are wicked. Our hearts are corrupt. God is not concerned about your pretentious heart. God is not concerned about your pretentious hands. He's not concerned about you pretending to love Him, you pretending to love His children, you pretending to care about the things of the kingdom. But when He looks at your heart, there is nothing that shows your love for Him. There is nothing that shows your love for His children. There is nothing that shows your desire to be about the things of God, to be about the things of His kingdom. And so now remember, you cannot hide from God. You cannot hide from God. God knows what you do. When you read in the book of Revelations 15, He says, I know what you do. I know your works, that you are neither hot or cold. And so now we have to, you know, my mom was saying the other day that the time to play church is over. It is over. This thing of pretending, it is over. This thing of you having a relationship with God just being a lip service, it is over. This thing of just pretending to be a child of light, it is over. We need to start living as the children of light. We need to start showing the evidence of our salvation. We need to start showing the evidence of our faith. We need to start showing the evidence of our love for God. You say I love God, you say I have faith, you say this, but where is the evidence? Where is the power? Can we tell that you are a transformed child of God, or we cannot tell? There is no difference. And so when we read in Matthew 7, I'm gonna go there just now. When we read in Matthew 7 verse 21 to 23, right? It says that not everyone who calls out to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. Only those who actually do the will of my Father will enter. So let me tell you, and I know this is going to be difficult, but Jesus is not your Lord as much as you say he is if you don't do what he says you should do. He is not your Lord if you won't obey what he commands you to do. He is not your Lord if you won't go where he tells you to go. He is not your Lord if you won't let go what he's telling you to let go of. Because he says that those who will enter the kingdom, those who actually do the will of my Father will enter. So a lot of us, oh, I love Jesus, oh, I'm Christian, oh, Jesus, God is my Father, oh, this and that, but you don't do the will of God. He's not your Lord. He doesn't know you. He doesn't know you, because when we read here, he says that on judgment day, many will say, Lord, Lord, we prophesied in your name and cast out demons in your name and performed many miracles in your name. But I will reply, I never knew you. Get away from me, you who break God's laws. You don't have a relationship with God if you don't do what God tells you to do. Because we are so quick to saying, oh, I have a relationship with God. Oh, my relationship with God is personal or whatever. But your life is completely different from what God wants you to do. You are doing the opposite of the commands of God. Therefore, he's not your Lord. He doesn't know you. You don't have a relationship with God. And so we need to start living as the children of light. That even when the doors are closed, God can still recognize me. Even when no one is watching, I can still love God. Even when no one is watching, I still worship God. There is no difference when I'm in the public. There is no difference when I'm in public because I am a child of God. Salvation needs to transform your heart before it transforms your works or whatever. It needs to start with the heart. If your heart is not transformed, then trust me. Then trust me, you are not saved, because it is a heart transformation. And then that heart transformation begins to transform everything else around you. And for as long as you keep on hiding who you are from God, you will never ever receive true transformation. Because God says, God says, confess your sins to me so that I can cleanse you. So that I can cleanse you. You have to stop hiding yourself from God, thinking that, oh no, you know, I can't, you know. No, you have to, you know, be who you are. Let God address the real you. Let God address the real condition of your heart. But because you have this mentality that being a Christian means that, you know, I don't struggle with things. Being mature in Christianity means I don't struggle with things. You will never grow. You will never grow. You will never know what true transformation feels like. You will never know what it means when people say the Spirit of the Lord, where there is a Spirit of God, there is liberty. You will never be free, because you will live out there and heal people and prophesy and cast out demons, but you go back and your heart is still heavy. Why? Because you are not honest in your self-evaluation. Paul says, I know Paul says in the book of Romans that, you know, evaluate yourself with sincere faith. Be honest with where you are at in life. Come as you are. Present your heart. God wants your heart in its sincere condition, not the condition that you think your heart should be in. The way that it is, he will change it, he will transform it, and he will help you. God wants to help you, but you are running from him by hiding yourself. And so, yes, we have to start living as the children of light. And, you know, when we read in Ephesians 5, verse 31, you know, Paul is showing us what living as a child of light looks like. He says that get rid of all the bitterness, the rage, the anger, the harsh words, the slander, and all types of evil behavior. Get rid of all of the bitterness. It is time to forgive those people. That unforgiveness, that bitterness, it is eating away your wholeness. You will never be whole for as long as you are bitter. Because bitterness is like, I can't explain it. It's like a poison. So every time you get to that place of wholeness, you never really reach full wholeness, because bitterness eats away. It eats away your heart. It eats away your wholeness. It is time to forgive those people. The anger. Stop being so angry. And you know, I'm not speaking this because I'm insensitive or whatever, but there is healing in the presence of God. Seek God and ask Him, God, help me to stop being so angry. You've been angry for so many years. It is time to be happy. It is time to enjoy life. It is time to be at peace. It is time to stop being skeptical of every single person that tries to love you because you are holding on to the hurt of the previous person that hurt you. Let that person go. Let it go. Let the pain go. Let the hurt go. And thrive in your new nature in Christ, a nature that is whole, a nature that is at peace, a nature that has joy. Hey, the slander. I know I had to repent from that because, you know, we are so good at looking at, we like looking at people's lives and saying, oh, but she does this and she does it. What about the speck in your own eye? You are too busy trying to figure out something wrong with that person. What about your own life? Why don't you assess yourself and deal with the things that are wrong in your life so that you can grow and progress and become everything that God has called you to be? Hey, and so the rage, the harsh words. We need to build people with our words, not bring them down. And it's so crazy because it is Christians who have harsh words. You know, it is children of God who have a rough tongue, where you are not building your fellow sisters and brothers, but you are tearing them down. You are speaking against their calling, speaking against their gifts. And so let us get rid of all of that, the evil in our hearts. Let us get rid of these corrupt hearts. Let us get rid of these faithless hearts, where there is no faith in our hearts. Because the Bible associates unbelief with wickedness. It's there, I saw it in the Bible. It associates unbelief with wickedness. When the disciples couldn't cast out the demon and they didn't have faith, and God, Jesus called them corrupt. He said, you corrupt people. How long must I put up with you? Why? Because they did not have faith. So, yes, and he says, instead, be kind to each other, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, just as God through Christ has forgiven you. We have to extend the same mercy that God has given us to other people. And we have to be people of grace, people of kindness. They have to, you know, people need to see it through us who say we are children. Yeah, I'm a Christian, I'm a children of God, but are you kind? Are you tender-hearted? Are you forgiving? Because that is what a child of God should look like. That is what living as a child of light looks like. And so really, let us repent from this indifference, having this form of godliness. You know, having this form of godliness, misrepresenting Christ, misrepresenting the kingdom of God, saying one thing, but when the doors are closed, you are someone else. Saying you're a child of God, but you know, God doesn't even know you. He doesn't know who you are because your life does, everything about your life does not say anything about God. Amen. And so, yes, that is a word from me. I hope this word blessed you. I hope it convicted you as it convicted me when I received it. And I hope really we can repent really and really start living as the children of light. Really start living as people who are led by the Holy Spirit, not led by your feelings, not led by the church standards, Christian standards. I don't even know, man. A lot of weird things are happening in the church. But the time to play church is over. You have to start having a relationship with God. You have to start having intimacy with God. You have to start really evaluating yourself, you know, faithfully, sincerely, allowing the Holy Spirit to search your heart and really being brave enough to confront what the Holy Spirit reveals, because He's not revealing all of these things about you because, I don't know, there's something wrong with you, whatever. He's revealing them because He wants you to become everything that God has called you to be. So He knows that if we do not deal with this thing, it is blocking her, it is blocking him from becoming everything that God has called him or her to be. So he's revealing these things because, you know, it's from a place of love. Jesus says, I discipline those that I love. So allow yourself to be disciplined by God. It is not condemnation, trust me. It is conviction. And not everyone can have that conviction from God. Not everyone can hear a voice from God saying, stop doing this. This is wrong. It is a gift and it comes from the Holy Spirit. So you have to take it with open arms because it is an opportunity for you to be like Christ. It is an opportunity for you to grow in Christ, for you to grow in wisdom, for you to grow in love, for you to grow in the roots of God. So a lot of Christians, a lot of us, we hate conviction because you make it about yourself. You know, you start making it, you start having God convict you and he disciplines you, then you start making it about you. Instead of taking that conviction and saying, Holy Spirit, help me to apply this principle so that this area of my life can transform. And so, yeah. Yes, guys, I don't want this podcast to be long, but yes, thank you guys so much for listening. Please do share this with your friends, share it with everyone. We really need to start preaching Christ and to preach him crucified. We have to start preaching the true gospel and not other things, honestly. So yes, thank you guys so much for listening to this podcast. Like I said, my name is Phumzi Lemkanyana, and this is it for episode 4. I will see you guys in my next episode. Bye.